This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Tropical Storm Barry rolls in from the Gulf of Mexico. City officials have advised residents to shelter in their homes, with the exception of two coastal parishes south of the city, where mandatory evacuations have been ordered. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen and hit the coastal area as a Category 1 storm. Barry was on a path toward Morgan City, surrounded by water and nearly 140 kilometers of southwest of New Orleans. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday said he did not back down on the citizenship question on the U.S. Census, which is a tally of all people living in the United States. Mr. Trump said he backed up because anybody else would have given this up a long time ago. The once-a-decade census is required by the U.S. Constitution in order to draw the boundaries of the legislative districts that elect members of Congress. It also guides the federal government in allocating more than $800 billion in funding for services such as schools and law enforcement. Experts from the Census Bureau estimate 6.5 million people would not respond if the question were asked, leading to an undercount of the census. Many opponents of the citizenship question have vowed to fight on. The American Civil Liberties Union has threatened legal action, saying in a statement that the organization will scrutinize closely and assess their legality. This is VOA News. President Trump said Friday a nationwide wave of arrest of immigrants facing deportation will commence this weekend, confirming that the plan intended to discourage a surge of Central American migrants was on track after a delay. Mr. Trump said the operation, to be carried out in 10 cities, is expected to target families that have recently been ordered deported by an immigration court but have not yet left the country.
We have been and will be and will continue to be a sanctuary city. What we know are challenges that we continue to face from this administration and the White House.
That is the Mayor London Breed and San Francisco and President Trump.
We are really specifically looking for bad players, but we're also looking for people that came into our country not through a process. They just walked over a line.
Trump, who has been cracking down on illegal immigration, a centerpiece of his administration, is trying to deal with a surge of mostly Central American families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Many families are approaching border officials to seek asylum. Turkey's defense minister said that his country's purchase of Russian S-400 missiles does not mean it has changed its strategic orientation. The defense minister told the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense by phone Friday that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400 was a necessity. He said that Turkey might also acquire U.S. Patriot anti-missile batteries in the future. He said Turkey's priority is protecting its borders and its people in the face of what he called intensive attacks from the Syrian border. Washington says the S-400, which its advanced radar could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is, in fact, resigning amid renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.